This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. State lawmakers are considering a statewide ban on the sale of flavored tobacco and nicotine products. Health experts have warned about the ill effects of vaping, which they say is pervasive with teens. But owners of vape shops, like James Howard, told a House committee the change would close down businesses.
Banning flavored nicotine vapor doesn't magically make it go away. All it does is shutter small businesses and create a black market that gives no regard to who its clients are.
The bill passed in a House committee on a party line vote, but it was severely watered down by exempting vape shops from the flavor ban. Some of the underground train cars at Denver International Airport are wearing out, but an order for new ones is behind schedule. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
16 of the train cars that ferry passengers between the airport's Great Hall and the concourses are 29 years old. They've run more than 1.4 million miles. The airport placed an order a few years ago for 26 new cars that were supposed to arrive this year. But officials say supply chain issues have pushed back delivery to next year. So the airport is patching up the old ones to keep people moving until then. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at CPR.org. Thank you for joining us this hour. It is 2:06 and we're listening to Science Friday. It is a sunny day in Colorado. In Denver, it's 53 degrees. In Colorado Springs, it's 50. And in the mountains this weekend, highs will be in the low 40s.